Algeria, how are you? Tonight, you are with Herreg Melodica on 213 Rock Show. Tonight, you are with Herreg Melodica on 213 Rock Show. Tonight, you are with Herreg Melodica on 213 Rock Show. On Vinyls Times Classic Rock Radio. Are you ready? Let's go!
Used to bring the mail to me through the ice and snow. I sat alone and watched her steaming through the night. 90 tons of thunder lighting up the sky. She was the princess of the night. You saw the writing on the wall. She was the princess of the night. I take a ride across the sky. Thank you.
Yo, salut à tous, 213 Rock, Harag Melodica pour vous accompagner tonight on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Ce soir, nous serons en mode New Wave of British Heavy Metal pour démarrer la soirée. Saxon Princess of the Night, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Continuons en musique avec les Screaming for Vengeance, l'album de Judas Priest, le You've Got Another Thing Coming, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. L'invité de ce soir, il sera en direct dans 25 minutes à peu près. Ce sera Tony Dolan, le chanteur et bassiste du groupe Venom Inc. qui viendra donc vous présenter le nouvel album de Venom, There Is Only Black. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, your classic rock radio.
Take it and fight, I said I'll never give it up.
Hell yeah, on your web rock station, on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Continuons en musique, toujours dans, en mode New Wave of British Heavy Metal. Def Leppard de l'album High and Dry. Eh oui, les deux premiers albums, les Somophore albums de Def Leppard, effectivement, sont considérés comme New Wave of British Heavy Metal. Tout de suite, le single Another Hit and Run. Ah, ça déchire ce titre, ça va rappeler beaucoup de souvenirs. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, your Classic Rock Radio.
Thank you.
hier on your web rock station on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, Rag Melodica, pour vous accompagner jusqu'à 21h tonight. Def Leppard à l'instant, High and Dry, l'album Another Hit and Run. Dans à peu près 15 minutes, Tommy Dolan, bassiste et vocaliste du groupe Venom Inc., viendra en direct présenter l'album There Is Only Black qui sortira la semaine prochaine, soit le 23 septembre. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. On est en mode New Wave of British Heavy Metal. Continue avec Iron Maiden. Vous le savez, Killers, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, classic rock radio. Wow, Paul Di'Anno. We'll be right back. here on your web rock station on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Arag Melodica pour vous accompagner jusqu'à 21h tonight. Iron Maiden à l'instant, Killers. Allez, j'ai envie de dire, il y a un message pour Jean-Baptiste de la part de Madame Jean-Baptiste qui lui souhaite un excellent anniversaire tonight on Vinyl Times, classic rock radio 213 rock. Oh yeah, monsieur, bon anniversaire et merci d'être à l'écoute au quotidien dans 213 rock, Vinyl Times, classic rock radio ainsi que dans l'émission Last Ride. Merci beaucoup Jean-Baptiste. Yo yeah, 213 rock. Continuons en musique avec Onslaught, Led Zeppelin Rock, l'album In Search of Sanity. La reprise d'ACDC, c'était Steve Grimmett au chant. Et oui, il nous a quitté il y a quelques temps. 213 rock, Vinyl Times, classic rock radio. C'est aussi une forme pour penser à lui. 213 rock. Yeah, on your web rock station, on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Steve Grimmett au chant, c'était Onslaught, l'album In Search of Sanity. Ça doit sortir, ça a dû sortir en 1986, hein, quelque chose comme ça, mais c'était très bon. 213 rock, Vinyl Times, classic rock radio avec la reprise d'ACDC, Led Zeppelin Rock. N'hésitez pas à écouter cet album, hein. 213 rock, continue avec Diamond Head, It's Electric, l'album Lightning to the Nations. 213 rock. We'll be right back.
T-Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
On your Rebrock Station, on Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio, en direct ce soir, j'ai un grand monsieur à vous présenter, Venom Inc., There is Only Black, Mr. Tony Dolan of Venom Inc. Hi Tony, nice to meet you, man.
Eh, bonjour, ça va? Bonsoir, I think it is. I think it is evening. nice to meet you too, and hi to everyone.
Hi, Tony. Yeah, I'm really happy for talking to you on tonight on 213 Rock Show. Yeah, it's great. Fantastic for talking to you.
Oh, it's so good to be here. I've been so looking forward to it.
Yeah, okay, en direct ce soir. Donc, Tony Dolan, vocaliste, donc chanteur du groupe et bassiste du groupe Venom Inc., qui vient ce soir présenter donc le prochain album, ouais, qui sortira le 23, soit à peu près dans 10 jours, très exactement. Le nouvel album donc des Venom Inc., There is Only Black. C'est un monsieur, c'est un grand monsieur. Il a une carrière avec son groupe déjà, Atomcraft. C'est un grand monsieur de la New Wave of British Heavy Metal. Donc ce soir, il est là pour présenter, donc je disais, cet album Venom Inc. Tony, the name of the show is 213 Rock. And the name of the Rebrock Station based in Paris, France is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. And thank you very much, of course, for accepting my invitation for tonight. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, baby, it's great to be at 213 Rock, and we all love the classic rock station, so that's fantastic. And to be in Paris while I'm in London at the same time is perfect.
Eh oui, de London à Paris, de Paris à Londres ce soir en direct avec Tony Dolan. Donc je disais, Venom Inc. sortira donc son nouvel album la semaine prochaine, There is Only Black. Entre la nuit jeudi à vendredi, ce sera disponible à travers toutes les plateformes digitales et ensuite via le label Nuclear Blast. So Tony, in 10 days, your new album There is Only Black will be available for whole heavy metal fans of this world.
Yeah, yeah.
It will be a great moment, I guess. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's been 2015. We began the journey, and I think around about 2017, 18, we put, or 2017, I think it was, we put out our Arve, And, you know, then we were just busy touring. And we didn't contemplate the next album. And then I had to have hip surgery after Wacken in 2019. Mm-hmm. So thought, while we recover, let's work on the new album. And then the pandemic hit. So for 2 years, we just took our time until the world came back. And now it's back, and now we get to release, and then we get to come and play, and I'm just so excited.
Effectivement qu'il est tout excité, le groupe aussi bien évidemment. C'est juste en 2019 après leur show au Wacken, hein. Et puis en même temps il a subi une intervention chirurgicale du côté de sa hanche, donc il fallait qu'il fasse les choses, c'était nécessaire. Et en même temps juste après ça, bah il avait beaucoup d'idées, ils se sont mis à l'écriture donc de ce nouvel album. Il y avait beaucoup d'idées, hein. Et puis il y a eu cette histoire de Covid qui est arrivée, qui a stoppé à peu près la planète, et puis en même temps donc c'était l'ordre du confinement, donc ils ont eu tout le temps necessary. So, and at that time, you had a lot of ideas. Huh? Immediately after your Wacken show and just after your surgery, yeah? you got a lot of ideas in your head. You needed a lot of time, and the story of the COVID-19 happened, and the world was in a confinement. I think this is the moment for writing some new songs.
Yeah, I mean, that was basically it. I mean, Mantis is all thing, he's always writing bits and pieces, and I tend to just keep the things inside me. And when we began to compose, he did some songs over there. I think he finished about 12 songs. I finished about 12 songs. We put them together, and we looked at how to make an album from that. We loved everything we did, but it was, you know, they had to be the right songs in the right order. Because of pandemic, normally you would be struggling because you have to you have a deadline to meet from the label, you have touring schedules to do, you know, if you have other work you have to make sure that fits. But what the pandemic did was, because it stopped everybody from traveling and staying at home, it just meant we had more time to do more songs and just to see where we went with it. So it was a good time for us, so there was no pressure. We could just take our time, so that's what we did.
Effectivement que le Covid leur a permis, sans pression, sans rien, parce que d'habitude les labels ils mettent des deadlines, ils mettent des dates, hein, pour apporter le nouvel album, parce que tout est assez strict. Là non, pas du tout, ils ont eu toute cette année là en tout cas pour faire ce nouvel album. Chacun ont apporté 12 titres, et très exactement, ils avaient d'énormes idées, hein, ils en ont eu beaucoup, il fallait tout tester, hein. I imagine you must have written something like, as you said, 12 songs, you and Mantas, you tried many ideas because you have to feel that you had something big at that time. I think at the end, the demos, just the pre-production, I think you felt that you gave the best of yourself.
Yes, always what we do is we compete with ourselves. We don't compete with anybody else. We only compete with ourselves. And if we did Crucified, an album went with Empire of Evil. We loved that album. We thought we did a great job. But for Arve, we wanted to be better than that. We wanted to challenge ourselves, to improve ourselves, to be better musicians and have come up with better ideas. And then we did the same thing on this. We wanted to be, you know, even better. And I think it's quite different than Arve, in the fact that Arve was, you know, more atmospheric, and this is more aggressive. It's more angry. It's faster. It's not overproduced. It feels like the band is live. It's full of power and vitalness, and so yeah, we got to express ourselves without worrying about anything, which is fantastic. It's what you want to achieve as an artist, the freedom to just express yourself. And having the War Machine, Jeremy Kling, you know, his only note that he had was to feel the music and play what you felt, and that was it. And that's exactly what he did. So it's a very exciting record.
Effectivement que c'est un disque très excitant, ils ont donné le meilleur d'eux-mêmes, hein. Je disais, juste avant d'entrer en studio, après les démos, donc de la pré-prod, ils savaient qu'ils avaient quelque chose, ils avaient tout donné, le meilleur d'eux-mêmes, ils tenaient, ils avaient cette boule au ventre. Effectivement, pour eux c'était un challenge, il fallait prouver, il fallait faire encore mieux que Heavy, hein, qui était aussi agressif, qui était aussi violent, il fallait faire mieux, c'était impératif, et ils ont réussi, hein. Ils avaient toute cette excitation, et en même même temps, c'était fantastique, quoi. Et donc, je dis, c'est tout simplement, ils ont eu toute cette liberté de s'exprimer musicalement et tout. C'est fort. C'est très, très fort, hein. And Tony, my first feeling when I listened the first time to the track opens the new album, How Many Can Die, the production is very natural. Your album is a human. Yeah. It's a live album. It's a very human.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the things I always loved about, you know, those early albums that I used to listen to, you know, in the 70s and in the 80s, you know, Motorhead and, you know, even Black Sabbath. And so there was a feeling that there was a band playing the songs. You know, I remember listening to Raven's Rock Until You Drop. And there's lots of people in the studio. You can hear voices talking to each other. Morning and one, two, band, and you feel you were with the band. And I think for a fan, myself, speaking for myself, but I think generally for fans, you want to be able to connect to a band. And it's great to see, go and see a beautiful show. That's all presented very well and choreographed, but it's also nice to get into a show that is just evokes emotion and has energy and has a feeling that you just get swept away with. And I wanted that very much to be on the album, so that when you heard it, felt there was people playing and you were part of that. So hopefully, sitting at home putting this record on, you're going to feel like you're in a club face to face with us. And that's what I wanted to get to, that kind of emotion.
Yeah, totally agree. Very natural. Effectivement, la première fois lorsque j'ai entendu l'ouverture, le titre d'ouverture de cet album How Many Can Die, qui est d'ailleurs aussi il y a un single et un clip vidéo disponible sur YouTube, je me suis dit waouh, la production elle est très humaine, elle est très vivante, elle est très naturelle. Il est totalement d'accord. Il a même comparé, il dit c'est dans la veine des Motorhead et des Black Sabbath. Et puis en même temps de Raven, le Rock Until You Drop, c'est dans cette veine-là des albums naturels mais qui sont très cogneurs, très féroces. Et c'est ça, c'est ce qu'il voulait. Il a été élevé avec ça, il a grandi avec ça et il voulait absolument cette même intonation, ce même impact. I think the press and the media love this new album in Europe or maybe in the world. Yeah, it's totally deserved.
Thank you. I mean, so far, I have to say, you know, because when you put an album out, you don't know what people are going to think. You know, they may like it, they may not like it. And so you can't kind of guess your audience. You have to just be yourself. If you try and manipulate the record, the recording, the songs to try and please what you think is an audience, you will fail. So what you do is you just you don't make it. I hear many artists say, we make the album to please ourselves. We don't care what anybody else thinks. But of course, that's untrue, because of course they care what everybody thinks, because they want to sell records and they want people to like their music so they can tour and they can make a living. So that's a falsehood that people say. But you don't want to be judged. It's like, this is who we are. If you like it, that's great. If you don't like it, we can't do anything about that. But I think as long as you're being honest and as long as you put 100% into what you do, the fans will hear that. People will hear that and they will respond to that, because it will feel real, you know. And yes, so far the feedback has been amazing. The reactions to the album is so amazing. It's kind of blowing my mind a little bit, because I didn't expect it. I wanted them to like it, just as I wanted them to like Ovid, but the reaction is kind of taking our breath away a little bit.
Oh yeah, effectivement, lorsque vous sortez un album, qu'il le dit, vous ne savez jamais quelle sera la réaction de les fans et en même temps de la presse et des médias. C'est toujours difficile. Et puis, lorsque c'est arrivé, il était choqué totalement. Il a vu que les réactions étaient totalement bonnes, les feedbacks ont été superbes et ça l'a encouragé effectivement, même sur scène, etc. Mais bon, il est très heureux en tout cas, même s'il y a eu quelques commentaires un peu négatifs, c'est pas grave, ils s'en foutent. Eux, ils savent qu'ils ont donné le meilleur d'eux-mêmes. Ils ont fait un super disque, ils l'ont mixé aussi. C'est dingue, ce disque, il est vraiment naturel. Et c'est vraiment un beau morceau, en tout cas, the new wave of British heavy metal. Anthony, the track, what about the track Infinitum? The drum parts were recorded in a Panzer tank because the drum sound because the drum sound is incredible. It's so heavy and the double bass, well, it's so fast.
Oh yeah. You know, that's the war machine for you. You know, maybe he is a war machine, you know. I think that's, again, you know, the advantage we had because we couldn't travel with pandemic, was I could record bass and vocals in London at my place. And Mantis has his studio in Portugal. And of course, Jeremy War Machine, he has his studio in Tampa, Florida. So, you know, we could go in and actually play, actually record our instruments in an environment that we would do if we were in a studio together. And so that that freedom to play, and of course, that's how he plays. That's the power he puts in. And so, yeah, he's a phenomenal drummer. He has an old school head and a new school style. And you know, Abaddon, I have to say, would hit the drums like with these tree trunks so hard. That I was like, wow, he hit so hard. So maybe he didn't have the finesse of a Dave Lombardo or Scaglione or somebody like that. But
TJ Scaglione. You know TJ Scaglione, the drummer. He played with Slayer a couple of times, weeks. Brilliant drummer, TJ Scaglione. I saw him with MOD. Wow, what a long time.
There you are then, yeah.
Oh, yes, what a long time! It's an amazing drummer. Alors, effectivement, le titre Infinitum, et c'est le batteur War Machine. Hein, c'est une tuerie totale. Je lui ai demandé s'il n'avait pas enregistré carrément le son de batterie dans un tank, hein, dans un Panzer. Il était mort de rire parce que le son, il est énorme, quoi. Ça va à 2000 à l'heure. Hein. Il l'a fait du côté de son studio en Floride. C'est vraiment bon. Hein. Le batteur, il arrive à alterner entre le 80s et le moderne. Ça va à 2000 à l'heure. Il l'a comparé à Dave Lombardo. Il l'a comparé à TJ Scaglione. Ça fait très longtemps que j'ai pas entendu parler de ce batteur. Ce mec était incroyable, effectivement. Je l'ai rencontré une fois à Paris. Lors d'un concert des MOD, TJ Scaglione. Il a même joué avec Slayer. C'était la transition lorsque la première fois après Season in the Abyss, lorsque Dave Lombardo avait quitté Slayer, c'est lui qui l'avait remplacé. And what about Mantas riff? Because it's like a razor blade. The precision of the riff are crazy of Mantas of this new album. Oh yeah.
I mean, again, it's stylistically, you know, because people would say, you know, how do you get that sound to Jeff? And, you know, this, and it's very, very simple. It's, you know, he has a distortion pedal, a chorus pedal for soloing, and he goes through a Marshall. Very simple. And what they don't realize is you could have the same setup for yourself, but you wouldn't sound like him because it's about the player. You know, you may not like Yngwie Malmsteen, or you may love Yngwie Malmsteen, but certainly anybody hears him play knows who it is. Same with Steve Vai. The same with John Lord on keyboards, the same with John Bonham on drums, the same with Tony Iommi. You know, it's the player. You hear the player and you hear how they play, and it just, you know who it is, and that's how Jeff approaches it. Mm. And on this one, he cut the distortion. He doesn't have too much distortion, but he almost cut it to a clean guitar so that you could hear that cutting edge to it, because it just seemed to want to have that kind of violence to it, you know? So it's a very expressive record in that way, you know. So even with the bass, you know, we reduced the amount of gain on there, so I don't have totally distorted bass. It, you know, so you can hear all the bass parts thumping in there, and you can hear the changes, so you can hear us playing everything, you know. And that was a big key for us. It was so frantic, it was so fast, it was so technically, we had to move very quickly on it. We wanted people to hear us doing it rather than lose it in just a big mush of sound, you know.
Ok, effectivement, les riffs de Mantas sont acérés comme tels que des rasoirs. Hein. La précision est incroyable, quoi. Hein. Et puis lui, carrément, on lui a demandé, mais il y a des gens qui ont demandé à Mantas, mais comment t'as fait pour ce nouvel album que ça soit aussi précis? En fait, il a été tout simple. C'était tout simple. Il s'est juste branché sur avec sa disto et son baff, tout simplement. Et puis il a joué. En fait, il a tout dans les doigts, quoi. Et ça joue, quoi. Et ça va très vite. Et puis ça va vite. C'est technique. Et en même temps, il compare. Hein. Il a son son unique, comme Amstein a son son, comme Steve Vai, comme Tommy Iommi. Ils ont leur propre son, tout est dans les doigts. I said everything is in the fingers. Everything is in the touch. This is the precision.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, it's just in that precision. It's just in how the person is. And it's very, you know, it's the same thing on the album. You know, our personality is on the album. Who we are is on the album. It's distinctive because of that. And that's how you get that kind of connection. When you become the music, it becomes so real. It's just a part of your personality, like speaking a language or your accent or you know, how you look, it becomes part of your identity, and definitely that's on there.
Ouais, c'est la connexion avec la musique, hein. C'est ainsi que, donc, il décrit effectivement toutes les émotions et le toucher, hein, qui est le toucher de guitare qu'a Mantas, hein, concernant pour tous les riffs de cet album, parce qu'il y a des riffs, hein, il y a du très très beau riff. And what about the single Come To Me is a pure classic of new wave of British heavy metal. You know what? I want to bang my head.
Brilliant, that's great. Yeah. Well, yeah, that, you know... As you know, the composition, I'm that's one of my compositions, and I wanted that to be, because I felt that the album was, you know, progressive in a way. It was the next step up from Ave, which was our platform. I wanted it to feel a bit more vibrant, but I still wanted to keep connected to Ave. And so Come To Me, like the video we put together, Andy Pilkington and Very Metal Art put for us, you know, connects the two albums, I feel. You know, it still has that darkness, that mystique, that whole ritual to it, you know, which some of the other tracks don't have. So that kind of a bridging song for me between the two albums. Hopefully people will see that, but it's become one of our favorite tracks, you know.
Ouais, c'est son titre favori.
You know, it's...
Sorry?
Sorry, I was just going to say, you know, each time we talk about a track, to me... Because people can't get it till the 23rd of September,
okay.
It feels like it's the tip of the iceberg, you know?
Okay.
Like people would hear three or four tracks. Like the title track comes out this month as well. So that comes out in a few days. The title track video comes out. Again, another lyric video, only because we're unable to be in the same place at the same time. But
okay.
So that comes out in a few days. There's only Black. And I think people will see there's a difference between that and the other tracks they've heard. So the thing is moving like an iceberg. You know, you think you can see how much is there, but there's so much left under the water you haven't seen yet. So it's quite exciting for that point of view.
Ok, alors, donc là, on va essayer donc de traduire tout ça. Effectivement, donc le titre Come To Me, c'est vraiment un beau titre, hein. Il voulait rester connecté, hein, quand il l'a fait. Il voulait rester connecté avec quelque chose de heavy, donc de l'album, du premier album sorti en 2018, hein, je crois, de mémoire. Et donc il voulait rester avec ce côté darkness, ce côté mystique, hein. Il voulait absolument, c'était un peu ça l'orientation musicale et l'orientation donc de l'album heavy. Et c'est ce titre, hein, qui fait le lien entre ces deux albums. C'est aussi un de ses titres favoris, hein. Dans la tradition, bien évidemment, de la New Wave of British Heavy Metal. Et c'était cette connexion qui était très importante pour lui, quoi. And there are another great titles, like Don't Feed Me Your Lies, okay, for example.
Yeah.
Yes, it is another single. And this single reached a lot of people on YouTube.
Yeah, that was amazing. And I think, you know, when we put the first single out, because the label decided what songs would go, because we said, look, we can't pick, so why don't you choose the singles and which ones go when? And they picked them, and in that order. And the first one, How Many Can Die, just happened to go out when Ukraine was invaded by Russia, so people thought it was about all of that, which it wasn't. But again, it was pertinent to what was happening. You know, how many people have to die before we stop killing people, basically was the idea.
Okay.
And then, you know, Don't Feed Me Your Lies went out, and I think even more so, we were in the situation where people were questioning the pandemic. Was it real or was it not? We had world economic disasters. We knew that our leaders had been lying. There was all the voting machine things going on with Donald Trump and Joe Biden in America and the Russians and the Chinese. And then, you know, our own prime minister, who made our queen, who just died, made our queen sit by herself in a church to bury her husband of 70 years or whatever it was, while he was having a party in his house, you know. So it's like, you know, when we put out Don't Feed Me Your Lies, it just seemed to connect with so many people. And I think in a week, we hit over 200,000 on the YouTube, you know, and that wasn't even counting the streams, you know, where we're racing up in the streaming charts. So, you know, I guess we just happened to put the stuff out at the right time to connect to people where what we were saying kind of meant something to them.
Alors oui, effectivement. Donc je disais tout à l'heure, j'ai juste oublié une petite information qui était très importante dans la traduction précédente, qu'il y a d'ici la semaine prochaine, il y aura déjà Only Black, un nouveau lyric vidéo, donc qui devrait arriver. Et puis en même temps, concernant donc ce titre, effectivement, le Don't Feed Me Your Lies, hein, c'est un peu le côté Operation Mindcrime, hein, concernant ce titre, ça parle effectivement de la guerre, ça parle des relations, ça parle aussi donc de la pandémie, ça parle des relations internationales. Il y a un côté politique à ce titre, hein, et de la guerre, combien encore de morts, etc. Donc les lyrics sont très important concernant ce titre. And there is another track for me is the best track of the album. This is Tyrant. I love this track. It's very heavy.
Ah, okay.
Yes. You know what?
Well,
what? I love this song because I love the harmony of Mantas at the end of the song.
Yeah.
The melody, yeah. The harmony and the melody are very at the end of the song is beautiful. Are beautiful.
Yeah, classic Mantas too. And you know, he had some phrasing, and I sent him How Many Can Die, and he just connected with it straight away. He connected with it lyrically, he connected with the idea, and then he went and wrote Tyrant. So that kind of inspired that. And I think they're composites of each other. They're complementary to each other. Yeah. One is very me, it's very punky, very violent, very like, and the other one is very eloquent, you know, and very Mantas, exploring the harmony and the yeah. So yeah, I'm not surprised.
Ouais.
They're kind of a bookend songs, those two. They're wonderful. Yeah. So
ouais,
glad you like them.
Effectivement, que c'est une masterpiece. Ce titre, il est fantastique. Tyrant, hein, il est d'accord avec moi aussi. En même temps, ce titre, il y a des harmonies à la fin. Vous l'entendrez dans deux semaines, lors du retour pour la saison 5 de 113 Rock, puisque l'album sortira le 23 septembre. Et en même temps, donc ce titre, il est fantastique. Il y a des harmonies à la fin où Mantas se lâche. C'est très mélodique, c'est très heavy, c'est beau. C'est vraiment très très beau. And have you seen the reactions, the feedbacks of your fans about the singles available on YouTube? Because the comments are absolutely fantastic, and your fans come from all over the world in different languages. They leave some feedback on YouTube.
Well, it's quite interesting. Is you know, we did Alcatraz doing the anniversary of the Black Metal album, and we also did Bloodstock the same. And, and when we did the signing sessions of both of those, you know, there was lots of young people, like 17, 18,
that's right,
20s, all coming, and they were from every place on the planet, you know, and it was quite surprising to us. I mean, I don't, you know, personally, if someone, usually people send me things, I try not to go looking at all the comments. Mantas doesn't at all. He's not interested to read any of that, you know. Of course, we appreciate what they may say, but you know, generally from me, I usually go in there and get a shit kicking, because I'm you know, people just want to hate and stuff, and and that's okay, you know, that's what happens. But I want to talk to them and find out why they're saying these things. Why do you feel that, you know? And generally, it's for no reason other than they just want to be opposed to everybody else. But you know, I think a good lesson to learn for anybody who's creating music, and where you're going to be judged by other people, is to always reassure yourself. I would then go to something like Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. And if you go on their YouTube and have a look at that song, you know, it's got, I don't know, 50 million likes or whatever it is. Mm. It's like, you know, millions. But there's like 20,000 thumbs down and there's lots of bad comments. And you think, right, so it doesn't matter whether you're a new band with one song and 10 fans, or whether you're a band with 100 million fans, you're still going to get those people who are not going to like it, and they want to express themselves about that verbally. And so I kind of try and stay away from that, and you know, let the fans just talk amongst themselves. You know, what always puzzles me is when people go on the internet in particular, it's like, you know, I was a huge fan of Iron Maiden, the first two albums. Deano, I loved. And then I saw a band called Samson, and I didn't kind of like the singing. It wasn't my style. I didn't kind of like that. I liked the more aggressive stuff. And then when Paul Deano was fired from Iron Maiden, they got a new singer in. I was thinking, no, that's really, oh, shit. And I hope he's good. And it was the singer from Samson. It was Bruce. And I was like, no, because I just thought, oh, my God. Now, I haven't listened to Iron Maiden since then, you know. And that's not because I don't think they're a great band, because they're fantastic guys. Nico's a lovely friend, and they're really great guys. And they're a brilliant band. And they're all superb musicians, and they produce a wealth of incredible material. But, you know, I loved those first albums and they meant something to me, and then it changed. But I wouldn't, even as a fan as that, I wouldn't go to Bruce Dickinson's page when they release an album just to tell him he was shit because I like Paul Deano. You know, it's like, why would I do that? You know, that doesn't mean that he's not producing or he can't sing or they're not an amazing band. I just, it doesn't really speak to my way of being. You know, I prefer something else like Benediction or Mayhem or something. So, you know, I never understand why people feel the need to go and tell people they suck when then they don't like that kind of music anyway, or they don't like that band. I just, if I don't want to have a cup of coffee, I don't phone up Nescafe or Nestle and tell them how shit their coffee is. I just don't drink coffee. You know, I just drink tea.
Okay.
So it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
It's a weird. Okay. Alors là, c'est long. Effectivement. Donc, au départ, la question était vraiment de savoir s'il suivait un petit peu l'actualité sur les réseaux sociaux et ce que pensent les fans concernant la sortie des trois singles qui sont disponibles sur les réseaux sociaux. Alors lui, il a été très étonné, effectivement. Il lit toujours les commentaires et tout. Ça le fait rire et en même temps, ça lui fait plaisir. Il y a du bon, il y a du très très bon parfois. Il y a un ou deux jaloux, c'est pas très grave, c'est la vie, c'est comme ça, quoi. Et en même temps, il a aussi été, donc lors de leur récent show, hein, du côté du Alcatraz, du côté du Bloodstock Festival, il a rencontré pas mal de fans, hein, même des très jeunes, des 15, 16, 17 ans, et des fans qui venaient aussi des quatre coins du monde. Et c'est, pour lui, c'était dingue, quoi, de voir des fans aussi jeunes connaître un aussi vieux groupe tel que, effectivement, Venom Inc., hein, avec évidemment Mantas. Groupe de Mantas a plus de carrière, qui a plus de 40 ans de carrière, et puis aussi en même temps, hein, Tony qui a plus de 40 ans de carrière avec son groupe aussi qui était Atomcraft auparavant. Ouais, alors donc c'était incroyable de voir tout ça, de faire des signing sessions, rencontrer les gens, serrer des mains. Et puis et voilà, c'est le heavy metal. Il est aussi fan, vous l'avez compris, hein, des deux premiers albums avec Paul Deano d'Iron Maiden. Le reste avec Bruce Dickinson, c'est pas sa tasse de thé. En même temps, bon, il est aussi fan, enfin il aurait préféré qu'il reste avec Samson, etc. Bon, enfin bon, il a raconté toute une histoire. C'est son opinion en tout cas, hein, effectivement. 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio ce soir en direct. Tony Dolan, There Is Only Black, qui sortira la semaine prochaine l'album, soit le 23 septembre prochain. Ce sera disponible, hein, en LP, en CD, digital album avec des limited éditions. Les vinyles sont super beaux, en tout cas, ils sont absolument magnifiques. Voici le track listing. L'album démarra avec How Many Can Die. En 2, il y aura Infinitum. En 3, Come To Me. En 4, There Is Only Black. Un clip vidéo lyrique va être disponible un peu avant la sortie de l'album. En 5, Tyrant, j'adore ce titre, une masterpiece of heavy metal. En 6, Don't Feed Me Your Lies. En 7, Men As Good. En 8, Burn Liar Burn. En 9, Nine. En 10, Rampant. En 11, The Dance. Et pour terminer l'album, Inferno, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio. Tout de suite, on va parler concert. So, black metal, lay down your soul to the God's roll. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So, yeah, that's what we love.
Yes. So, on October 2, there is a big festival, the Keep It True. The program is fantastic. We play it on Sunday.
Yes. We have three shows in Italy where we're just playing on Venom Inc. And then we go to Keep It True to close the festival. Saxons on the day before.
Yes.
They close. And then we close. But we're doing the 1984 set from the Hammersmith Odeon, which went out on video. And so it's a kind of a retro thing. So we just thought we'd celebrate, you know, the years of black metal. And we'd celebrate the glory that was the Venom days. for anybody who saw that show on video or was there, you know, it's going to be nostalgic. And for the younger people who never got to see that, they're going to see it. So we're quite excited. That's going to be good.
Ok, effectivement, hein, donc le 2 octobre prochain au Kipitrou, il y a le super festival. Il joue le dimanche, hein, juste avant, il y aura Riot 5. Ça va être dingue, hein. C'est une belle programmation, hein. Juste pour le samedi, il y aura un hommage à Grim Reaper. Just one question, Grim Reaper is on the festival. Who will be the singer?
Well, there's going to be some guests. We wanted to get Todd Lahore. Oliver tried to get Todd Lahore because a big fan, and Doro, but they were busy. Okay. You know. So it's going to be, I was going to play some bass on some Grim Reaper songs, but of course we'll be in Italy at the same time, so I can't get there until the Sunday. So, but yeah, it's going to be a celebration of Steve and Grim Reaper. His son will be there, the rest of the guys will be there, and we'll just get people in so they can tribute Steve, you know. Okay. Which will be wonderful.
Okay.
So wonderful.
Donc le vendredi 30 à l'affiche du Kipitrou, le Rising 2 du côté de l'Allemagne, donc le 30 septembre Grim Reaper, donc ça sera plus un tribute avec effectivement des invités au chant, hein, notamment Doro, vous l'avez entendu, et puis bien d'autres. Ils lui ont demandé s'il pouvait jouer de la basse et venir au même moment ce jour-là. Il sera en Italie, donc il ne pouvait pas. Et l'affiche, elle est dingue quand même, hein. Vous aurez le samedi, il y aura Saxon juste avant, Diamond Head, Paul Di'Anno, Tigers of Pantang, Savage. Eh, ça va être dingue, ça va être vraiment dingue. Et puis le dimanche, Venom Inc. En plus, pour les nostalgiques, il y aura un show effectivement avec des anciens titres, avec des nouveaux titres. Ça va être magnifique, je pense. Juste avant eux, il y aura Riot 5, il y aura Satan, il y aura Tyrant, il y aura Cloven Hoof, Gravestone, Torch. Eh, ça va être génial. The lineup of the festival is absolutely fantastic this year. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a corker. You know, Oliver Weissman, you know, he's just a genius, you know, and he just puts together the best shows, you know. The technicians there are amazing. You know, you always just over 2,000 fans in this hall, and it's blinding. It's just the best time, the best kind of festival, you know. And it's all about the music. It's all about the fans and the music. That's one of Oliver's big things. This is music for music fans. That's what it's about. So he delivers every time.
Voilà.
So it's quite exciting.
Effectivement, que le Kipitrou, il a dit c'est best festival. Ça, c'est une belle programmation heavy metal pour ceux qui aiment la musique. Vous allez adorer. So just before the end, Tony, please, maybe a French tour for next year, something like that, because in France, I think there is some people want to see you, because you played in Châteauroux a couple of weeks in France.
Yes, yes. I mean, well, you know, we will be coming. The thing that I always never understood was in the, you know, France is our sister country, you know, being British, and in the 80s, we would travel to Germany, we'd travel to Scandinavia, we'd go to Italy or Greece, Spain, we'd travel through France. And I always thought, why are we not stopping in France? It didn't make any sense to me. So, you know, since Empire of Evil, our friends at Feme, where we would go, the band Gang, you know, David and Sylvain and all them, became such like family. And I made it my point to go, we're not going through France to get to anywhere. If we're in France, we play in France. And I don't care if there's 10 people or 10,000 people, but we play it. And so, you know, being able to be at Hellfest was incredible. But yeah, so we have three shows. Then we do Keep It True in Italy, then Keep It True in Germany. Then we have three black metal anniversary shows in Finland, Sweden, and Norway. And then we go to America to do a short run for the east side of America. And then the gap between then and next year, which is so around about January, February, we're going to be doing the run in France, in Europe. So we'll do a British show. I want to play Paris, of course, because it's incredible. So we will be doing a run through Europe. So just keep your eyes peeled. Keep checking on our social media. Go to our webpage at venominc.co.uk. Check our Facebook, official page there, official page on Instagram. And if all of that fails, then then come and hit me up on Tony Dolan, Tony Dolan 2, or Jeff Dunn, Mantis Dunn, he's on there too. So just come and hit us up and chat and, you know, get the information you need. No worries.
Effectivement, vous l'avez entendu, hein, il espère venir jouer en France. Hein. Pendant des années, ils ont traversé toute l'Europe. À chaque fois, ils traversaient donc pour la France, hein, pour aller en Espagne, mais jamais s'arrêter pour jouer. Lui, il posait toujours la question, mais pourquoi on joue pas en France? Peu importe, hein, si on joue devant 10 personnes, 15 personnes, 1000, 3000 personnes, c'est pas grave. Moi, j'ai envie de jouer. Venom Inc. doit jouer effectivement en France. Voilà ce qu'il pense en tout cas. Et en même temps, il a donné aussi tous les contacts, hein, sur lesquels vous pouvez chatter avec lui. Il est là, en tout cas, en direct ce soir. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. So, Tony, thank you very much for this live interview. Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Just wait a second. Do you have a message for the audience, for your fans are listening tonight, please, are listening us tonight?
Ah, tout à l'heure. Merci beaucoup. And thank you for your support over the years, not just for me and my band and my Venom and Venom Inc. and, you know, Empire of Evil, Atomcraft, but for Venom, for Mantis, for Zero Tolerance, for, you know, for the whole career of Venom, you know, from playing the Zenith to Espace Planade to, you know, to every show we've done, Petit Le Bain, you know, everything, you know. Thank you so much for being there for us and supporting us so much. Thank you to Metallion and Chris with Graze and just Laurent and just the most amazing people. And so we hope to see you very, very soon. Have some perfect French wine with some perfect French food with some perfect French company. And I look forward to it very, very much. Thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup. Tony Dolan était en direct ce soir dans 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, Venom Inc., There Is Only Black. L'album disponible dans deux semaines à peu près, le 23 septembre. Septembre prochain, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. Voici tout de suite le single Come To Me, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, your Classic Rock Radio.
Gate and embrace.
Hell yeah, on your web rock station, on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Fantastique live interview avec Tony Dolan ce soir, hein, qui était basé sur Londres et qui nous appelait pour présenter le nouvel album de Venom qui sortira, Venom Inc., qui sortira la semaine, dans deux semaines, très exactement, le 23 septembre. There is only black, Venom Inc. Fantastique, en tout cas, l'album sera disponible en LP, en CD, digital album, plus limited edition, podcast. J'y vais le bosser tout de suite pour que vous puissiez l'avoir demain. Donc ça sera le doc qui va s'en charger, en tout cas. Super cool, merci à lui aussi pour toute la partie technique. Vinnie Times Classic Rock Radio, live interview fantastique. N'oubliez pas, Vinnie Times Classic Rock Radio, c'est moi-même, le doc, la Madame Maroc. Et puis donc le doc, c'est lui qui s'occupe de toutes les chroniques, tous les podcasts, toute la partie technique. C'est un boulot au quotidien de dingue, mais vraiment de dingue quoi. 213 Rock, c'est tous les soirs de la semaine, du lundi au vendredi à partir de 20h. C'est aussi le samedi et le dimanche avec le doc dans son émission Last Ride. Voilà, la saison 4 touche à sa fin. 213 Rock sera de retour le lundi 26 septembre et j'espère qu'on pourra avoir une live interview sur les coups de 22h avec le groupe Wednesday 13 qui a déjà un single de malade puisque le nouvel album sortira le 17 octobre. Il sortit, s'intitulera Horrifier. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio, merci en tout cas pour toutes ces années, pour toutes ces saisons. On se retrouve très exactement le lundi 26 septembre à partir de 20h. Voilà, c'est terminé pour ce soir et n'oubliez pas de parler de vos amis Vinnie Times, de visiter le site vinnietimes.fr. Merci encore, à dans 15 jours, 213 Rock.